This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are talking, of course, about that win
for
Atlanta United and the man of many hats. What?
Not exactly the same player in position.
No, I know, but I mean,
not exactly the same
kind of the,
but
I mean, you know,
but it's encouraging for Hyman, right? I mean, the goal scoring's got to come from someone other than Joseph right now. And Barco has 2, Hyman has 2, Pitti's got a bunch of assists, so that's encouraging. Like, if you're worried about where it's all going to come from without Joseph, you found a way to score 4 goals without him. Got a long way to go, obviously, but I'm really encouraged by Hyman. He's played really well.
That was Mike Conte, 19-9 the game. Atlanta Hawks and Atlanta United broadcast interviewer, where we're interviewing him right now, presented to you by Lind and Sayre Group. Sell your home today at Lind Has the Buyers. Let me say this right. LindyHasTheBuyers.com. LindyHasTheBuyers.com. Mike Conte, how you doing today, man?
Good. Good. Really.
You know what, Mike Conte? I'm glad you're here because I've been trying to put into words what the match looked like yesterday. And I don't want to be disrespectful in the way that I'm trying to describe it. What I was trying to say, it looks a little more relaxed. It looks a little more like Pitti. He looks different.
I think Jason summed it up best. He said work in progress.
Okay.
And right now, this is a work in progress. And I don't know if you saw, like, the permanent, this is the way Atlanta United is going to look without Joseph on Saturday, or if it was just, this is what we've got injury and visa-wise right now. We're going to go with this. You know, it's going to look different because you're not going to have Joseph Martinez as a striker that you're just going to pump in crosses to repeatedly and hope he gets on the end of one and puts one home. Adam John's a different kind of striker. And, yeah, Adam John didn't score on Saturday, but he did have a couple really good runs that – pulled defenders and created gaps and spaces, and then Pitti and Barco and Hyman could kind of go to work. So it's going to look a little bit different until Atlanta United either signs another striker from somewhere or they play with a false nine, which we've talked about before, and Pitti might be that guy, or there might be something from column C. I think considering the week they had been through, losing Joseph, delay after delay after delay on Josetu and Manuel Castro getting their visas. You know, they played pretty well, all things considered, to go out, get the 2-1 win over Cincinnati. That's match 1 of 5 in 15 days. We'll see what happens Wednesday at the Azteca. But you got to be banking points right now until you can kind of get all this stuff figured out and get everyone healthy and back into the group. You didn't have Miles Robinson. You didn't have Franco Escobar. You gave up 1 goal.
Yeah.
Really, really encouraging there. They've given up 1 open play goal in 2 MLS competitions. 2 open play goals in 4 competitions. Without Miles Robinson in all 4, that's huge, in my opinion. That's even bigger than the fact that they've been finding ways to score without Joseph.
Matias Josetu, small sampling size. What did you see?
I thought he looked really good. I thought he looked really, really good. It's very tough because he's had a lot of travel. He had to fly all the way down to Rio to get his visa cleaned up, then he comes back to Atlanta, and he's had a lot thrown on his plate just outside of soccer. I thought he looked really, really good. He's obviously very, very skilled technically. I think we expected that for someone who's played in the Brazilian league. You got to be very technically skilled to make it work down there. But you know, I don't know how this is going to look going forward. If I know some have suggested that Josetu could be a false nine. I don't know if you want to do that. I don't think you want to take Hyman off the field right now. So you're thin in your back line. You're thin up top, but you got a lot of options in the midfield. I'll be very curious to see how Frank DeBoer elects to manage that starting Wednesday night in Mexico City.
We're talking with Mike Conley, of course, man of many hats here. One other thing about Barco, I mean, I'm going to give these guys a lot of latitude because, you know, first game with a new shape and things are changing. Boy, Barco had, he had opportunities. I don't know how the kick save with a foot, you know, but he also missed a couple opportunities. A three-on-one break where he held the ball way too long. I mean, there were a couple of times where I was like, Barco, stop. I mean, because he could have had three goals. He could have had a monster game. I don't know. It was like, good Barco, bad Barco.
Well, I mean, how many times did we say that about Joseph Martinez? Oh, man, he could have had a hat trick, but he only had one. You're not going to bury every – I wish you could bury every chance you could get in a professional soccer match or a hockey game or a basketball game or a football game or whatever. It's tough. I thought Barco played really well. I have zero critique for Barco. I thought Barco could have been your man of the match, to be honest with you. So, look, I mean, you're 2-0-0. You've never been 2-0-0 before.
It's positive.
That's big. That's big. You got a league showdown coming up on Saturday against Sporting Kansas City, who may be the best team through 2 weeks in Major League Soccer, and that very, very small sample size and that little match against Club America in between. So this is going to be a test of their mental toughness. But I can't really pick out a lot of negatives from Saturday because, again, you have to accept the circumstances that they've been under. They lost their emotional compass, you know, and even Saturday you saw they were affected by that. They took their team photo with Joseph's shirt.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool,
yeah,
too.
But,
that was really cool.
But they're still feeling it. I mean, as bad as Joseph feels right now about not being able to play.
Oh, yeah, that's why you give him a lot of room. I mean.
Absolutely.
You know, and let him get healthy and let's see where they are.
Yeah.
Talk to me in June.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
This Mike Conte interview with, he's the 92.9 The Game Atlanta Hawks and Atlanta United broadcaster, is presented by Lindy and Sarah Group. Sell your home today at lindyhasthebuyers.com. That's lindyhasthebuyers.com. How prepared is this team right now to go to Azteca Stadium?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if you can ever be fully prepared for that because there are so many challenges. You know, you're going to be playing in front of a big crowd. It won't be 100,000. It might be 40 or 50,000, but it's still going to be a big crowd. You're playing at 8,000 feet. You're playing in air pollution. You're dealing with the media storm that will be going on really starting tonight when the team arrives in Mexico City. It's going to be big news in Mexico, and that can be a distraction. You're dealing with travel. So I don't know if there's a way that any team, any United States-based team, can really truly adequately prepare for it. You've just got to go in there and play tactically. And if that means you play a 5-4-1 and you try to – I even hate to use the term bunker because that's so opposite what we see Atlanta United do and what they have done over the last 4 years – but you don't have Joseph Martinez, you're playing at the Azteca, you get out of there with a scoreless draw, or even better, a draw with goals, you've done great. You've given yourself a really good chance to come back to Kennesaw a week from Wednesday and get to the semifinals. If you lose 3-0, like they did last year in Monterrey, it's over. And that's something that I think Atlanta United is going to try to guard against. And that means, boy, you really hope that Miles Robinson can come back. George Bello played 45 minutes for Atlanta United 2 yesterday. I would guess he's going to go to Mexico City. He was on the bench Saturday. Maybe you get lucky with Franco Escobar. You get some of these backline players back. And then it's not so much about what do you do about Joseph being out. It's more how can you play tactically? How can you manage this match? How can you get out of there without doing too much damage? It's very, very difficult, almost impossible to go down to the Azteca. I don't care who you are. To go down to the Azteca and get a win, very, very tough ask. So I think they'll be realistic. I think they'll go about it and play tactically. But, I mean, you can't simulate the air pollution and the altitude in anything you do in training here in Atlanta.
True.
You got to get down there and train. And they're going to do that on Tuesday.
Yeah, 8,000 feet is real. I went to Wyoming once. It's 7,220 for a football and basketball game when I was in the league. It's 7,220, which is 2,000 feet above Denver. You, if you're not used to it, you walk around, you're out of breath walking around. You can't catch your breath.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Right, and that's clean air.
That's clean air at 7,200.
Right, and what was the air temperature that day? Probably in the 40s,
yeah,
right?
Probably in the 40s.
Yeah, I mean, now you're in the 80s. So it's really, really tough. But, you know, again, you want to get out of it healthy. You want to get out of it without too much of a hole to climb out of in Kennesaw. I think this team is mentally tough. I think the fact that they went down to Guadalajara and played that friendly in late February against Leones Negros, also at altitude, in another stadium in Mexico, a somewhat hostile environment, that will help prepare them for this match. So I think they're in about as good a shape as they can be in given the circumstances.
All right. It's going to be an interesting game to see what they do against Club America. But then back home against Sporting Kansas City on Saturday night.
Big match.
Big match. Could be an early preview match of things to come.
I think so. Sporting Kansas City was really hurt last year, and they struggled as a result. Now they're healthy. They are an MLS Cup contender. Atlanta United, the only team, meanwhile, in the Eastern Conference that's 2-0-0 after 1 week.
Well, going to be interesting to watch this team all year and
yeah.
How it develops and how you know what kind of an identity it finally does form. Because this team has, you know, right now you want to talk about the biggest issue. What's our identity? You know, what do we do?
Well, you don't even have your full team yet to develop that identity. But it's getting close. Josetu, Castro, they're available. You'll figure out what to do with your striker. Miles will be back. Bello is back. Franco will be back. You're getting close.
Thanks, Mike. Always.
Okay,
good man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.